Welcome back to Ravens Report. On Sunday, in keeping with pregame tradition, Myshel Miller will perform the national anthem. It will be the last anthem at the end of the regular season schedule, but it will also mark the end of the road for Myshel Miller, who has sung the national anthem for 18 straight years at M&T Bank Stadium, but his calling as a pastor takes him to Birmingham after this season, so this becomes an emotional farewell performance.
Just about time to go out into this wintry mix and lift up my voice to sing the Star Spangled Banner. And wow, 18 years. This is good. Why am I not warming up? Well, I am actually already warm. I'm leaving two services of singing from singing at my church.
Withholding nothing. Come on, everybody, say, I surrender all, say, surrender all.
I just always had a love for singing. I've had a love for music. I used to sing a lot around the house and in church. You know, I always loved choir singing, love to hear soloists stand up and do their thing. I would listen to songs on the radio and attempt to harmonize with whoever was singing, not realizing that I was actually being prepared, you know, for a singing career myself. It gave them great joy knowing, hey, our minister of music or Reverend Miller, he sings down to the Ravens game. And many of them have attended games, and they let me know that they have been there and whether it was good or bad. But very supportive, very supportive.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, would you please rise and join Baltimore's own Myshel Miller in the singing of our national anthem.
One day I got a call from the Ravens organization. My name had been submitted by Mr. Melvin Miles, who is the band teacher at the Morgan State University, and I had just graduated in 1995. If you search the history, you'll find out that Morgan's band played for the very first home game. So I guess in their exchange of conversation, they asked him, do you know of anybody that can sing the anthem? And he gave them my name. And it was said that they had over 200 tapes that they didn't feel like listening to at the time. So I was supposed to sing just for the first game. And I understand that it was Art Modell who felt like, hey, let this guy sing for all the games. And from then on, it's been history.
Thank you. Can you see by the dawn's early light?
Myshel's become iconic, you know, to Ravens football. And I don't want to say we take it for granted, but we have a certain expectation here now for the national anthem. And it does become a part of who we are, you know, and a part of what you expect. I have a chance now, Allison stands next to me at some of the home games. She's old enough now to do that. And we've kind of shared that together, you know, and it's his voice and his rendition and the power of it. The spirituality of it almost, you know, it just kind of resonates with our fans. You can tell when they say the O the way they do.
I remember the days when I began singing, I was wondering, why are they doing that? And, you know, it is the fans' way of participating and showing their love, not only for football, but also their patriotism. I don't have a problem with it. As a matter of fact, it helps me. Because by the time I've sang these long lines and so forth, I'm looking forward to a break.
That our flag was still there. Oh, say
I've been a blessed individual. I have 24 years of memory here. It's been a journey. I've had some rough days attempting to balance all of this, but in the end, even today, I understand that it has been for me preparation to do greater things. I'm really going to miss this town, but I'm taking with me some memories that will give my future hope.
And on Sunday, Mychiel will set a perfect holiday tone for Ravens fans when he performs Christmas carols at halftime. And when we come back, we'll take a closer look at what will follow Mychiel's final performance of the national anthem as we zero in on the Ravens and the Patriots when Ravens Report comes right back.